You know then that I killed him.
Oh, Doctor, if you acknowledge that, if you have confessed it to yourself, if you realize what you have done, then there is forgiveness. I trusted in your strength instinctively at first. Then I thought I had mistaken callousness for strength. Can you blame me? But if it was really strength, if it was only such a mistake as we all make sometimes, it will make me so happy to be friends with you again.
I tell you, I made no mistake. I cured Blenkinsop. Was there any mistake there?
He recovered. Oh, don't be foolishly proud, Doctor. Confess to a failure and save our friendship. Remember, Sir Ralph gave Louis your medicine, and it made him worse.
I can't be your friend on false pretenses. Something has got me by the throat. The truth must come out. I used that medicine myself on Blenkinsop. It did not make him worse. It is a dangerous medicine. It cured Blenkinsop. It killed Louis Dubedat. When I handle it, it cures. When another man handles it, it kills. Sometimes.
Then why did you let Sir Ralph give it to Louis?
I'm going to tell you. I did it because I was in love with you.
You? In love? Elderly man!
Dubedat, thou art avenged! I never thought of that. I suppose I appear to you a ridiculous old fogey.
But surely, I did not mean to offend you indeed. But you must be at least 20 years older than I am.
Oh, quite. More, perhaps. In 20 years you will understand how little difference that makes.
But even so, how could you think that I, his wife, could ever think of you?
Yes, yes. Yes, I quite understand. You needn't rub it in.
But, oh, it is only dawning on me now. I was so surprised at first. Do you dare to tell me that it was to gratify a miserable jealousy that you deliberately... Oh, you murdered him.
I think I did. It really comes to that. Thou shalt not kill, but needst not strive officiously to keep alive. I suppose, yes, I killed him.
And you tell me that, to my face. Callously, you are not afraid.
I am a doctor. I have nothing to fear. It is not an indictable offense to call in Bonington. Perhaps it ought to be, but it isn't.
I did not mean that. I meant afraid of my taking the law into my own hands and killing you.
I am so hopelessly idiotic about you that I should not mind it a bit. You would always remember me if you did that.
I shall remember you always as a little man who tried to kill a great one.
Pardon me. I succeeded.
No. Doctors think they hold the keys of life and death, but it is not their will that is fulfilled. I don't believe you made any difference at all.
Perhaps not, but I intended to.
And you tried to destroy that wonderful and beautiful life merely because you grudged him a woman whom you could never have expected to care for you.
Who kissed my hands? Who believed in me? Who told me her friendship lasted until death?
And whom you were betraying.
No, whom I was saving.
Pray, Doctor, from what?
From making a terrible discovery. From having your life laid waste.
How?
No matter. I have saved you. I have been the best friend you ever had. You are happy. You are well. His works are an imperishable joy and pride for you.
And do you think that is your doing?
Oh, Doctor! Doctor! Sir Patrick is right. You do think you are a little god. How can you be so silly? You did not paint those pictures which are my imperishable joy and pride. You did not speak the words that will always be heavenly music in my ears. I listen to them now, whenever I'm tired or sad. That is why I am always happy.
Yes, now that he is dead. Were you always happy when he was alive?
Oh, you are cruel. Cruel. When he was alive, I did not know the greatness of my blessing. I worried meanly about little things. I was unkind to him. I was unworthy of him. Don't insult me. Don't blaspheme.
Jennifer snatches up the book and presses it to her heart in a paroxysm of remorse.
Oh, my king of men!
King of men? Oh, this is too monstrous, too grotesque. We cruel doctors have kept the secret from you faithfully. But it is like all secrets, it will not keep itself. The buried truth germinates and breaks through to the light.
What truth?
What truth? why that Louis Dubedat, King of Men, was the most entire and perfect scoundrel, the most miraculously mean rascal, the most callously selfish blackguard that ever made a wife miserable.
He made his wife the happiest woman in the world.
No, by all that's true on earth, he made his widow the happiest woman in the world. But it was I who made her a widow. And her happiness is my justification and my reward. Now you know what I did and what I thought of him. Be as angry with me as you like. At least you know me as I really am. If you ever come to care for an elderly man, you will know what you are caring for.
I'm not angry with you anymore, Sir Colenso. I knew quite well that you did not like Louis, but it is not your fault. You don't understand. You never could have believed in him. It is just like you're not believing in my religion. It is a sort of sixth sense that you have not got. And don't think that you have shocked me so dreadfully. I know quite well what you mean by his selfishness. He sacrificed everything for his art. In a certain sense, he had even to sacrifice everybody.
Everybody except himself. By keeping that back, he lost the right to sacrifice you and gave me the right to sacrifice him, which I did.
He was one of the men who know what women know, that self-sacrifice is vain and cowardly.
Yes, when the sacrifice is rejected and thrown away, not when it becomes the food of Godhead.
I don't understand that. And I can't argue with you. You are clever enough to puzzle me, but not to shake me. You are so utterly, so wildly wrong, so incapable of appreciating Louis.
Oh!
Bridgen takes up the secretary's list.
I have marked 5 pictures as sold to me.
They will not be sold to you. Louis's creditors insisted on selling them, but this is my birthday, and they were all bought for me this morning by my husband.
By whom?
By my husband.
What husband? Whose husband? Which husband? Whom? How? Do you mean to say that you have married again?
Do you forget that Louis disliked widows, and that people who have married happily once always marry again?
The secretary returns with a pile of catalogs.
Just got the first batch of catalogs in time. The doors are open.
So glad you like the pictures, Sir Colenso. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bridgen goes towards the door, hesitates, turns to say something more, gives it up as a bad job, and goes.